Hello, everybody. It is the Loftus Party. I really don't know why, but like in my brain, I almost started the show with, oh, what a night, but we can't do, I don't know why. Like as I began to talk, that song popped into my head. We got a great Loftus Party for you this week. Once again, I want to get her in here. It is the Liberty Gypsy, who I just found out. Where were you born, Liberty Gypsy?
I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of course you were. I love it. How the mystery just deepens. The mystery just deepens.
My dad was in the Air Force.
Really?
Yes, he got out. Okay, he got out when I was 6 months old, so we wouldn't have to move a lot. That didn't work.
See, now this is where we're the same. You will always be the Liberty Gypsy, but that's what my dad was in the Air Force. I was born in Jacksonville, Florida.
Ah.
Yeah, the family moved from Ohio to Jacksonville to California. And then my mom said, listen, I got a bunch of kids. You're going to have to get out of the Air Force. I need you around. So I'm not going to—excuse me. I just think it's funny that you have this very checkered past in terms of where you were born, where you lived. I learned the art of fortune-telling in Alberta, Canada, from a one-eyed man named Raoul. Then I moved to Amsterdam, where it's just crazy. God. It's fantastic. So much going on. So much to get people caught up on. We had a I'm in Los Angeles, by the way. I came back for personal reasons. Then I'll be back in New York. I missed the big snowstorm. I missed it. I dodged it.
I know. I saw that. I messaged you. Looks like you took the plane out to the West Coast on exactly the right day.
I must have. However, I got a call from the people who I got a little apartment that I rent there in Long Island, and I got a phone call from the manager, this really nice lady, and she's like, listen, you got to move your car. The snowplows are coming through. You got to move your car. I'm like, lady, I'm in California. And she's like, good for you. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the weather. You might need some help when you get back digging your car out. So
yeah,
I have no idea what I'm going to be looking at when I get home. So anyway, I got some personal stuff going on here. It's all good stuff, family stuff, and that's what's important in life, right? Right?
Absolutely.
And then we taped two new episodes of the Flipside television show, which, holy guacamole, Liberty Gypsy, things are going well. Things are going swimmingly. Oh, we had a fantastic crowd coming out. I put some pictures up on the Loftus Party Instagram. Mm-hmm. I had some crazy wackadoodle girls and their friends come out laughing it up. A nice couple came out from Colorado. They were in Los Angeles for personal reasons or business reasons. They loved the show. They Googled the show. They came out to the taping. A bunch of conservatives came out. A bunch of just regular people on the street. We just had an absolute blast. The new shows are so funny, it is stupid.
Stupidly funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilariously funny.
Well,
I mean, like, a whole new level of funny.
Well, the best shows are always when you get that good audience interaction and feedback and all that. And it sounds like you had a great group there.
We did.
Yep.
A great. And we're going to be coming back. We're going to be filming more episodes in March. So when we get the exact date, I'll let you know. I'm one of those people that I can only do the next thing that's in front of me, right? that's as far out as I can think. So the next thing coming up for us, actually the next thing is Valentine's Day. We got to talk about Valentine's Day and how to do that. Because I imagine you as a Liberty Gypsy, you've kind of been around the block on Valentine's Day.
What does that even mean?
Well, you've been married for a while, yeah?
Yeah. I've been married for a while.
As have I.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've been around the block. I don't know what to do on Valentine's Day. I'm done. I'm done with it as a holiday.
I'm actually very happy on Valentine's Day normally because I get a box full of chocolate covered strawberries.
That's your thing?
That's all. I mean, it's just a nice little one time a year. Hey, love you. Thinking about you. It used to be really funny, though, because when I was first married, I had a VP that I worked for. And he would schedule the national functional meeting every year during spring break, which in the Northeast generally covered Valentine's Day. So like for the first 5 years we were married, we were never together. So it kind of set the tone.
Yeah. Like that's with Valentine's Day. I've been married for a while and it should just be one of those things where you just kind of like nod at your partner. Right?
Have a
You're
great
just kind of like,
day.
yeah, it's Valentine's Day. I still care about you.
Have a great day. Here's a card. Love you, babe.
Chocolate covered strawberries are wonderful. That's a nice treat. Chocolates, all of that stuff. But I don't get overly sentimental on Valentine's Day.
No.
I think it's for like knocking boots. That's what I think. I think it should just be like no holes barred. That's right, I said holes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You were
But
saving that one, weren't you? No,
no,
it
it
just came
actually
up.
it's one of those things that everybody says wrong, and I haven't and it's no holds barred. It's like
Correct.
it's a like a wrestling thing. Like here we're gonna have a wrestling match, but people always say no holes barred, and you're like, well, that should be a thing. There should be wrestling match that's like no holds barred, and then there should be love making that is no holds barred.
Oh my God. Now all of a sudden you may be looking more forward to Valentine's Day.
Oh, I doubt. I guarantee you, I'm not.
Yeah, no, I think it's a wonderful Hallmark holiday. It's created. It's like so many other things. I mean, there's some like service now where you can register National Whatever Day. I think I'm gonna go register National Flipside Day or something.
Oh my gosh, the other day was National Pizza Day.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw
I
the
know.
stats on how often people eat pizza too. That's outrageous.
It is great. I'm going to, when I get back to New York, I'm going to make a pilgrimage to, I think it's called Lombardi's or Lombard's, whatever. It's like the oldest pizzeria in the United States. It's this
Oh,
place in
nice.
Manhattan. It's a coal-fired oven. I've seen it on the Food Network. It's supposed to be fantastic. I have to go there. Anyway, I wanted to
So,
say this
but
about one
I
more
was
thing about
just.
Valentine's Day. One more thing about Valentine's Day. You know what I haven't seen this year are the commercials for the giant teddy bear.
No, I haven't seen those either.
Isn't that weird? I think that hopefully they didn't go out of business because I'm always rooting for small business. But I always, whenever you see that commercial, give her what she wants on Valentine's Day. And it's some douchebag holding a giant teddy bear. I'm like, you're a dead man. You're a dead man. If I gave my wife, hey, babe, you're awesome. I'm still crazy in love with you. Here's a 6-foot teddy bear. She's like, it better be stuffed with money.
No, I think
Oh
was
my
that
gosh.
Vermont Teddy Bear Company or
Right?
something?
And
Yeah, I think they're
yes, it
still
is.
around.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But that was hilarious. Those were always hilarious. I hope they're still doing good. And then I always feel bad for the people. Like I used to make the mistake, and it's a rookie mistake. And for all the listeners out there, don't make the mistake of lingerie unless she's made it abundantly clear that's what she wants. Because then you run into that whole thing, like you get your girl some lingerie, and she's like, "Well, this isn't a present for me. This is a present for you." And the last thing you want to do is have a fight about your relationship on Valentine's Day. So as much as you might want to get her that thong teddy, or you might want to get her the thigh high leather boots or something crazy, play it safe. Chocolate covered strawberries, flowers, a nice dinner.
There you
And then
go.
don't go too big with the dinner. That's another rookie mistake. Don't go to some giant steakhouse and have, the 20-ounce porterhouse rib killer and then expect to come home and knock boots because you're both just going to be bloated and irritable and no one feels sexy when they're bloated and irritable.
That's when you go to like some French restaurant, right? Small
Exactly.
portions. Yeah. Yeah,
Tiny,
yeah, yeah.
keep the portion small. And then make sweet, sweet love and have a good time in a no holes barred cage match.
Cage match. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Let's have a no holes barred cage match. I guarantee someone's into that. I guarantee, like, there's someone on the internet whose idea of a great Valentine's Day is, man, we should wrestle. And
My God.
I'm not laughing at your weirdness. If that's what you're into, God bless you. I hope you wrestle and then you can tickle each other.
As long as you're not a furry, and then I'm kind of gonna laugh at you.
I think furries are fake.
I
But
know you do.
we talked about that.
I know.
That's what we should get. We should get a real furry on the show. So those are our thoughts on Valentine's Day. The latest episodes of The Flip Side are going to be fantastic. We've got our best of Politicon interview, which we talked about last week. That's going to be a knockout show. The two shows that we taped, the live audience shows, are just going to be killer, super funny, fantastic. Here's what I love. I love a lot of stuff. this podcast, right? When I first started doing this, I'm like, it's an experiment, and that's the great thing. I love it's like whatever. Hopefully, I have some kind of soul of an artist left, but like, I'm just gonna figure out. We'll figure it out as we go. That's the beautiful thing about it. And I think that's what's happening, and it's becoming a wonderful thing. And I really, really dig it. The same thing with the flip side. I'll be the first one to go on record. Season one, just not funny enough. Just not funny enough. Then we moved it to Hermosa Beach and started filming it at a comedy club. It got a ton funnier. Now, season three, if the last four episodes are any indication, watch out, world. Watch out. Wonderful things are happening. And the Loftus Party website is just killer. That thing is just, every day I go and look at that, I love it more and more and more.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And that's a
We're
shout out to the
crushing
folks
it.
that are writing for us. They're doing a
They're
great
the
job.
best. They're the best. And then what now we're getting it down to the mobile sites, and you're going to be able to, it looks great on a phone. That's what I'm digging. It's life is pretty darn sweet. Life
Life
is pretty
is
darn
sweet.
sweet.
Yeah. You
So
know what I want to see?
yes, what?
I want to see, like, shortly, because the comedy club does go so well and out in Hermosa Beach. I would love to see the flip side show at a comedy club in New York, at a comedy club in Atlanta, like, take you on the road to produce that
Well,
show. I think that would be fun.
let's see what happens in the near future, because I'm writing on Kevin Can Wait right now. CBS ordered two more episodes, so instead of being done in the beginning of March, we're going to be done at the end of March. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm certainly not going to complain about that. However, we might be doing some stuff at a comedy club called Governors in Levittown.
Oh, nice.
We'll see what happens there. I'm going to be doing stand up there. I'll be headlining that club March 4th. So if you're listening in the New York area, the Long Island area, come on out to Governors on March 4th. We should actually put that on the website too. It's somewhere,
Yep.
start pimping that. But before that, like I was saying, I can only do the next thing that's in front of me, right? So the next thing that's in front of me, Valentine's Day, and then the thing after that, which I'm not going to be daunted by, is CPAC.
Yeah, no, and it sounds like it's going to be pretty big this year, like bigger
Who's
than it.
coming?
It's my understanding from the website that Governor, geez, Vice President Pence, geez, Stacey, wow, will be speaking. So we have the fun and interesting experience of being in a place with Secret Service security.
Love it.
So I saw that was confirmed for sure. I think they're still putting together the agenda, but I was told that about 30% more media outlets have requested the ability to cover it, and they think that that's largely due to the new administration and interest there.
Oh, absolutely. They all want to see the Trump circus, and hopefully I think what they want to do is catch the Republican Party's freaking out. What are we gonna do? Da, 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 da. I wonder if we could score an interview with Mike Pence. I would love that.
That would be hard. We can try, though.
Yeah, why not?
You can only
I'd
be
love to.
told no.
That's right. It's
But.
just like my no holes barred Valentine's
Oh,
Day.
God. If he listens to this podcast, he may say no.
Oh, Seth,
Oh, sad news.
you just put a gypsy curse on us
I put a gypsy curse on us? No, I
by
don't
saying
do
he's going to say no.
curses.
Who else is there besides Mike Pence? Of course, the flip side, we're going to be taping.
We're
We're
going
going
to
to be
be
doing
taping, which is super
Loftus Party
exciting.
podcasts. Yeah, podcasting and doing some videos for the TV show.
I am
We got Mike
told
Pence.
we are on Media Row from 10 to 1 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if you're at the conference, stop by and say hello.
Yes.
Yes.
But now you're just giving me the where we're going to be. You're giving me the itinerary.
The full agenda is not out yet. So I did
Well,
see Pence was confirmed, but they're still working on the total speaker list. So.
they're still working. Well, it's getting a little late. I'm
Oh, yeah.
seeing a guy by the name of Mike Pence. I'm seeing a guy by the name of Senator Ted Cruz. If
Yep.
we could get, if we could, you know what? And I know a guy. I know a guy
Let's do it.
that might be able to get us Ted Cruz.
We got, oh, we've
Ooh,
got,
Sheriff David Clark.
yep, Sheriff Clark. We got
I'd
Michael
like to get that
Reagan,
guy on there.
Scott
Michael
Walker.
Reagan. I'm tell you what, I'm looking at a bunch of passes. Scott Walker, don't know. I'd want to talk to him about his Harley thing. Is that for real or is that fake?
No, that's for real.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs. Oh my gosh. Oh, Stacy, guess what I found out?
What?
A million years ago, episode one, season one of The Flip Side, I interviewed my friend Sam Simon, the co-creator of The Simpsons, great guy. He passed away, cancer a couple years ago, and I totally forgot. Here's what I love about doing a million things. When you do a million things, wonderful things happen when you're not even paying attention. A long time ago, I got this email from a producer at that. Have you ever seen that show on Fox Business, Strange Inheritance, with Jamie Colby?
I hadn't seen it, but we talked about it yesterday, so I'm gonna go check it out.
Yeah, so I guess they're like, they wanted to use a hunk of my interview with Sam, and they ran it. And one of the guy, there was a couple people who came out to the taping at the comedy club down in Hermosa Beach, and they're like, "We just saw you on TV." And I'm like, "Well, hopefully, because it's a TV show." And they're like, "No, you were on Fox Business. You were on the Jamie Colby show." And I'm like, "That's awesome. I had no idea."
Yay!
Right? It's like Christmas in March
Yeah,
or February.
you know who I'm we were talking last week and you made a real pitch to like circle the wagons and promote people and that are out there trying to do the
Yeah.
right thing. You know who's on this list that I would
Stephen.
love to interview?
Who?
Deneen Borelli. She is awesome.
Deneen Borelli. I'm looking at her picture.
She's a
What do we know
commentator.
about Deneen?
She's a commentator on Conservative Review and Fox News. You'll see her there periodically as well as CNN. She was also very, I can't remember the name of the original not-for-profit she was working with. I think it was like had to do with minorities and economic opportunity, Freedom Works.
Okay.
I think she was with Freedom Works originally, and she act there's a great video of her because she actually got herself a booth at the NAACP conference, and she was
Nice.
talking about economic freedom and starting small business and economic incentives and all this great stuff. And oh my God, the people were so awful to her. They were so awful, and she had her messaging, and she had her what she was there to try to accomplish, and the conversation she was trying to start about a different approach to poverty and other things, and she was just amazing, amazing.
That's fantastic. I tell
Yeah.
you what, that is sometimes when you're ahead of the curve, as I think we are with the Flip Side television show on U2 America, and as I think we are with theloftistparty.com, and as I think we are with the Loftist Party podcast, it can be very lonely. It can be extremely lonely. However, there's an excitement when you see people catching up, right? And that's the excitement that I feel right now. And it's like with the young lady you were just talking about at the NAACP thing, and it's like with Michael Steele, and you see people like realizing the war on poverty, the things that we've been trying have not worked. Now, if there's one thing we know that works, like you can scientifically, entrepreneurship, capitalism, small business, it always works. Socialism always fails, capitalism always works. So let's figure out a way to get some money into these communities to get these people rocking and rolling. And I guarantee, you just need a little bit of seed money. You just need a little bit of seed money and get them started.
Well, and I think Ben Carson had a great idea on repatriation of cash. You need to make of some investment in specific communities, but we're not going to tax you. It looks like t Trump's tax plan with what's being talked about right now would bring down repatriation of cash. You know, there's a lot of it overseas because of our horrible tax structure. For US businesses, he's going to tax it at a rate of about 10%. So I think there's a huge potential for some investments in some of those community.
Absolutely, and make some adjustments to Dodd-Frank. And here's something, and I tweeted this out from the Flip Side Loftus. It was last night. I guess it was like 12 hours ago. This young man in Chicago was on the Chris Hayes show, All In with Chris Hayes on MSNBC. And this kid, I got to find out what his name is, but Chris Hayes did this special, Chicago in the Crosshairs. Chicago in the Crosshairs. And this young man stands up. He's being interviewed by Chris Hayes and just lays into Rahm Emanuel
Wow.
It was a thing of beauty. And the kids like just throwing down statistics and talking about, you know, they've thrown so many millions of dollars into this thing. They could do it at the United Center. They put so many millions into this, but our bus stops are falling apart. They've done this, blah, blah, blah. And this kid has a future. And you just have to, you almost feel sorry for Chris Hayes. You're like,
Really?
why did I interview this young man?
I
Oh.
never feel sorry for Chris Hayes. I'm sorry.
I don't
I
know. I
just
kind
don't.
of do in a weird way.
Did you watch Tucker Carlson Thursday night?
No, I missed it. What was he doing?
Oh my God. I'm not a normal TV watcher, and I usually watch the clips after the fact for interviews I'm interested in and whatever else. Of course, this was, or no, I guess, yeah, it was Thursday night. So the decision came out, right, with the circuit
Oh, the
court and
Ninth
all that.
Circuit. This
And he
beautiful
had this,
segue, because we got to talk about that.
he had the attorney general from Washington State on, and
Yeah.
I'm watching the interview, and I could feel my face going, "What?" And I look at Tucker Carlson's face, and like his forehead was furrowed, and he's looking at the guy, and he's just like, "Seriously?" Like if I were from Washington State after watching this interview, I would be mortified. I would be embarrassed. Like their
I
AG
saw
had not a clue.
I saw the funniest thing on MSNBC this morning, because they were talking about the Ninth Circuit Court. And this the girl from MSNBC, she's got some legal expert on, and she's talking to him about the Ninth Circuit Court's decision. And she goes, "Was this political at all? Was this political at all?" And the guy goes, "No, this is about the law of the land. It's very clear. It's cut and dried. It's just about the law." And she goes, "Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you have any advice for the Trump administration?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, they better let it go. They better let it go, because
Oh
if you
my
go, if you start
God.
messing with these," he goes, "because if you start messing with these judges, I don't think you're gonna like the decisions they make. They're because they'll start ruling again." So okay, so there, it's the law of the land. It's the law of the land. But don't pick a fight, because they'll get personal.
Oh my God, no. Well, here's the thing, and here's the real information, right? First of
What do you
all, the
mean, the
Knights.
real information?
Well, it is absolutely political. If you look at the history of the Ninth Circuit Court, they are the most overturned district court in the country. So
Okay.
when their cases hit the Supreme Court is almost as likely to reverse them unanimously sometimes. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg is like, no, right? They overturn the Ninth Circuit almost as much as they overturn the Obama administration.
Yeah, I think they're running at like 80%. 80% of the time they're overturned. Here's what I think, and hopefully this is what'll happen. They'll just write up a new executive order.
I really hope they go that
Just write
way.
Yeah, just write up a new one, because it's going to take a million years to go to the Supreme Court, and then you never, like, literally, you never know. Like that, like John Roberts, when he was ruling on Obamacare, he was talking about things like that weren't even brought up into evidence. Like he was making a ruling on a case that was never made nor argued.
Right. Well, that's
Yeah,
kind of
so
what they just did in the Ninth Circuit, too. There's this really lovely section of Federal Law 1187. And it's got very specific language, right, about the president's ability, and it's very broad. And
Okay. Roll that back to it's what 87?
1187.
What's 1187?
Well, I'm going to read it. I just have to
No,
find it.
is it like a case ruling? Is it a file
No, no,
number?
no, no, no. It's the federal law that governs aliens immigration. And it goes through everything, what DHS's responsibilities are, that we don't let people in who are sick, that it goes through the entire immigration outline. So it
Do
is
you
the
know
law, it
how
is the law that is enforced by the executive.
God love you for knowing it, but the fact that you can throw out something something 1187 terrifies me.
It was quoted on every show on Fox. I'm not that
Okay,
smart.
I'm just
Yeah.
like I'm not that deep into it. Sub Journal 1187, co-founder C. No, the law of the land. Okay, let's read the law for the people. Let's
So,
inform the masses.
suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. It's section F of one of the other subsections. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, also called an executive order, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens on the of any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate.
End of story.
End of
End of
story.
discussion.
End of
How?
discussion.
So how? Please, someone needs to explain this to me.
Well, there's two really unusual.
How can the Ninth Circuit reach their decision?
Well, the really interesting thing about the decision is they never cited this law. They never answered how their decision either supported or was supported by the law that governs in immigration, which is actually what is called plenary power, right? So Congress actually gave the president.
I love how you say that. It's like it's called plenary power, right?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of
Like I've
reading.
ever heard of that. Like I've ever heard of that before in my life. I have no idea what plenary power is. That could be like a way to make fossil fuels out of peanuts. I have no
Well,
idea what plenary.
what it generally refers to is the courts have said we don't, most decisions around immigration are not subject to review. So they have given that power to Congress and the president, and Congress gave the president the power that I just read, which means the president, who is privy to national security information, intelligence briefings, and whatever else, may be aware of a risk that Congress, or the vast majority of Congress, and the judiciary, who doesn't normally get national security information, aren't aware of. So he is able to make those decisions. And they never
Okay,
even
thank you.
talked about
Thank you.
that.
That, 'cause that is what, that's what my knee-jerk reaction was. I love it when my like El Lamo white guy walking around planet Earth sensibility meets up with real legal plenary power stuff. 'Cause when the decision came down from the Ninth Circuit Court, my knee-jerk reaction was, how can they possibly make this decision? Because they don't know the stuff the president knows.
Well, and
Like
if
the president has these briefings, every president does, where the intelligence community goes, yikes, there's some bad guys over here in Nookie Nookie Land. And you're like, really? There's bad guys in Nookie Nookie Land? Because Nookie Nookie Land sounds like it'd be kind of delightful. So the president
They
goes, no.
probably have no hole barred Valentine's Day there. I'm just saying.
I bet they do, and I bet it's awesome.
Exactly.
So the president says we gotta stop the people coming in from this particular place. So the judge in the Ninth Circuit, who has n literally no idea what they're talking about, literally no idea, they go, no, those people are cool,
Yeah, no, that and
and
that's
that's what just
essentially what
happened.
they did. Well, and there's two really, really, really upsetting things in their decision that make me want to like slam my head in the desk. Remember that guy in Sesame Street that used to like beat his head on the keyboard? That's literally like what some of this makes me want to do. So the first one is they essentially extended due process rights to foreign applicants for visas in other countries. They are not even on our soil. That's
It's
terrifying.
nuts. It is. It
How
is. And I tell you what.
do you drone a terrorist who has due process rights under the Constitution? You can't.
Yeah.
I mean,
That is truly upsetting and terrifying. And then here's where we get to the scary part of all this, because it is scary. I don't want to be a fearmonger or anything. However, if the people who support the president's executive order, if the people like me, who like I would rather err on the side of caution, right? If we are right, everything's fine. If we are right, everything's fine. If the night and if we're wrong, everything's fine. So it's a win-win scenario. If we're right, everything's fine. If we're wrong, everything's fine. If the Ninth Circuit Court is wrong, people are gonna die.
Well, and I mean
And
to
that
write
is
in
like
an to write in a posi in a position in the actual, decision, the federal government could not give any details of any, bad things that have happened as a result of people emigrating from this country. Oh my God, do you live under a rock?
Yes.
Like, why do they have to present that to you? Did you miss the vehicular manslaughter in Ohio? Did you miss the guy who stabbed people in a restaurant? Yeah, they both came from that country. Okay. Have you missed the crime rates in Minneapolis? I mean, come on. That was just so ridiculous.
Talk about wanting to beat your head against a keyboard. The guy in Columbus, Ohio, who was attacked with a machete, is my friend Bill Foley.
No, it touched
I
you
know that guy.
personally.
When I started doing comedy in Columbus, Ohio, at the Funny Bone, a great comedy club, Bill Foley would always entertain there on Sunday nights. He has like a little tour that he does in that area. And today, as of the recording of this show, it marks 1 year. He's had all these surgeries. He's had all this rehab. He is playing the guitar again.
Oh,
He's a
good.
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy. And on his Facebook page, he has Love Trumps, or I think he did Love Trumps All or something. And I just like, Bill, I love you, guy. I love you. But is that really? Like, is that when the guy was literally when the guy was coming at you with a machete, were you like, hey, guy, let's hug it out?
Yeah,
No,
no.
you fought for your life. You fought for your life. I'm sorry that there's not a lot of comedy here, but to like literally, you were the victim of a terror attack, and you're like, love Trump. I mean, God bless you. That's the soul of a maybe he's just like a much better Christian than I am. Maybe he's more in tune. But man, if I was ever the oh, I didn't want to go. I don't want to go down this road. There's
No, 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 no.
no comedy down this road.
No. But then the other really interesting thing about this opinion, the second thing that I find terrifying, okay, so the first thing was we're going to give due process rights under the Constitution to everybody everywhere. The second one, they used statements that Donald Trump made on the campaign trail about limiting immigration when he used to talk about a Muslim ban to infer his intent on the executive order, which never talks about religion. So they actually took what he said during the campaign and said that matters, even though the text of the executive order never mentions it. I mean, that's just terrifying. So I want them to shred this one and write three or four separate orders, one that deals with visa application, the green card holder alone, because that's what got this whole thing wound up in the first place. You know, write one about the 90 and 120 day activities and what needs to occur during those. You know, break it down in smaller chunks and let Sessions, Jeff Sessions, get into his role and actually develop a legal team to actually fight these things. That was the other issue. You didn't even have your head lawyer in charge yet. You didn't even have your guy. So the guy they sent to the Ninth Circuit, everything I saw and all the analysts I saw said he didn't throw it on purpose. He was just literally a second stringer because the department's not put together yet.
Yeah. Well, so they'll write another one. They'll get it right. It is boy, oh boy. I never want to go up against the Ninth Circuit. I don't think they'd like me. And evidently, their feelings to them matter more than law. That was a great. We did a segment on the flip side, how feelings aren't facts. Hilarious. And that's just. I know you have very strong emotions. I know you feel this, and I know you feel that. However, feelings aren't facts. And yeah. Okay. So there's another scandal going on. I just love. I take such a great delight in the media being so wrong for so long, being so biased for so long, and now just trying to wrap themselves up in journalists and journalist integrity. And this person broke this sub rule of blah, blah, blah. They're coming after Kellyanne Conway now for the whole, I guess, the Nordstrom's thing, where she's like, I'm going to shop at Nordstrom's. I'm going to buy up. So I guess that's taboo, and she should be whipped in a public square.
I think all she really said, and this goes back to the whole idea of what was actually said. I think she, like at the end of a segment on Fox, what I saw, she said, you know, I think Ivanka makes beautiful stuff. I think everybody should buy her stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well,
it was
that's.
like the biggest non, like, wow, whatever, whatever.
Well, she broke a rule. She broke a rule, and we have to go after her.
Oh
It's
my
our
God.
duty. It's our job as journalists. We got to hold her feet to the fire. And I'm like, here's the thing, and there's just not enough room on Twitter. Like, if you're a journalist and you listen to this show, here's what I want you to do. I want you to find out who from the Obama administration decided to blame the Benghazi attacks on a video, right? Could we find out that? Could we find out who decided it was okay to lie to America, like on all the Sunday news shows? Whose idea was it to send Susan Rice out there and knowingly lie? That's a little bit bigger to me.
Well, and whose decision was it to send Ben Rhodes out there and completely lie about the Iran deal?
Yes. I'd
Did we
like to
find
know
out who
that.
that person was?
I'd like to know a little bit more about the IRS targeting conservative groups, looking for their particular little status there with the government. I'd like to find out that. I'd like to find out a little bit more about the Fast and the Furious. So if you're a journalist and you listen, how about you do the job of you were asleep, you slept for 8 years. And you had like just little parades for, isn't this guy great? Isn't this administration trying to do something wonderful? Journalism is gone. So I love to see these guys on the Sunday shows and on the political pundits and, well, it's our job as journalists. It's our job as, like, no. You got a lot of catching up to do. You've got like a straight up year, and this is the other, just report the facts. Like, the more you go after Kellyanne Conway for saying something about Nordstrom's, which is completely ridiculous, that Nordstrom's has taken Ivanka's stuff off the shelves. It's so ridiculous. And then to treat that as if it were real news, that's why America doesn't like you. That's you're doing, and it has nothing to do with, well, it has everything to do with journalistic integrity, but that's why we don't like you.
Well, but we're getting all ruly. We're going to enforce the rules, right? About everything. And we had two things happen last week. We had Kellyanne Conway say, "Hey, Ivanka's stuff is pretty cute." And then we had Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, all right, get up and read a letter. Well, when she was chastised for breaking Senate rules, oh my
Yeah.
God, that was the most terrible thing that ever happened.
And oh, and the hypocrisy. And this is the commonality that I find with people on the left, my liberal friends that come out to Flipside tapings, and my Republican friends that come out to tapings, and people are, everybody hates the hypocrisy. Everybody hates it. So Pocahontas breaks a rule in the Senate, but like, I will persist and I will overcome, and isn't she a brave soul? And then you got Betsy
She's
DeVos.
annoying.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren is a joke. She really is a joke. She's like a straight up joke.
She's at less than 50% approval in Massachusetts. The
She.
Republican governor is more popular in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Listen, you can only be so outraged and do nothing for so long. And this is the problem that the liberals have. Oh man, the poverty in here, it's outrageous. The poverty is outrageous. Let's get you guys some money. Let's get you instead of $400 a month, let's get you $405 a month. It changes nothing. And all of Elizabeth Warren's outrage changes nothing. But she's some brave woman for wanting to read a letter and break the rules of the Senate when Betsy DeVos tries to go to a public school to do her job and they block her from entering. Oh,
Oh,
then they're
not only just
heroes.
block her, but she ends up getting scuttled away by the Secret Service. I mean, that video appeared threatening.
It did look a little scary. I'm glad you said
Like,
that
I don't know
because
that anybody got arrested, but I can't imagine having to face that for what is essentially narrative. There is nothing the left put out there about Betsy DeVos in terms of her activities in Detroit, etc., that's remotely based in fact.
yeah, and then it was a little scary. Like, it was like Betsy and like her security guy, this black dude, and they were outnumbered. It was like the two of them and a bunch of protesters blocking the entrance with their bodies, and then some reporters covering it, and they got hustled out of there. They had looks on their face like, "Yee, this is not cool." So here's what I want Betsy DeVos to do. Don't even try to go into a public school anymore. If I was her, I would just be on the top floor of Trump Tower and just throw down decrees. I'm
Well,
like, I'm.
I think she needs to be in DC, but
Nah,
nah.
she can do it from Mar-a-Lago as far as I
Oh my
care.
God, but
Like,
there.
you want to see what it looks like? You want to see what it looks like? Here's what it looks like. And she can literally just throw pieces of papers out the window with her decree and the royal seal of Betsy DeVos out there. Just like, you want to see what it looks like? Here it is. I'm gonna go total oh, who's the let 'em eat cake lady from the French Revolution?
Marie Antoinette.
She should go full scale, full on Marie Antoinette.
There you go. Well, I
The
mean,
wig and everything.
it's just crazy though, because Jason Chaffetz, okay, the head of the House Ethics People Committee,
What
right?
happened to that dude? What happened to
That
him?
he
Something.
goes home to Utah, okay? So he's a representative from Utah to do a town hall. Utah's one of the most conservative states in the country. A bunch of liberal activists showed up to his town hall. You're gonna love this. And they're all like, "You voted for DeVos. We're gonna vote you out." He's like, "Oh, you're not happy about my vote for Betsy DeVos?" And they're like, "Ah." He goes, "Then you're really gonna hate the bill I've drafted to kill the Department of Education." I'm like, "Go, Jason."
That's fantastic.
I cracked up. Like, they're even trolling these guys in their town halls now. They're like, everything is so contrived.
Here's what I love.
Everything is so contrived.
Here's the wonderful thing about all this. Like, the Tea Party, which was truly organic and was truly a grassroots movement, got so much done that now the left is like, what we should try to do is we should try to do what the Tea Party did, and we should get some funding and do some studies and this and that and the other thing. So they're trying to, it's kind of sad to watch them try to recreate the success of the Tea Party by like, okay, so we're going to have our liberal, our plants in here, and we're going to disrupt this meeting and blah, 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 blah. It's going to change
But
nothing.
the Tea
It's
Party never
hilarious.
did that. They never disrupted. They never
Oh, I.
protest. I mean, they protested. They had a beautiful, huge rally, right? At the Washington Mall.
They
The
would
place was cleaner
go
when they left than when they got there.
right, but they would go to town hall meetings and
Oh,
ask hard
sure.
questions
No, they would
and
ask
boo, but they didn't like the
questions.
answers.
No, they would do that. But I mean, the they had specific policy ideas and specific things they wanted the government do. The left doesn't have that. Like, they have
No.
nothing. They have no idea. The only thing they have come really, really put out there is you have to fund Planned Parenthood and, you have to keep Obamacare. That's like, they have no policy ideas as far as the agenda they would like to see implemented. None.
Who is the latest jerk that they're trying to sling around to be the head of the DNC?
Keith Ellison, and then there's another guy who, what is his name?
Tom,
Tom.
Bob, Bill, some real pedestrian name. He's on MSNBC this morning talking about the challenges that the Democrats face. And they've got a messaging problem, they've got an organizing problem, and they need to reach out to the blah blah, and it's like the same thing. It's wonderful to watch. I think it's I've never read like Sun Tzu's Art of War, but one of the things I believe that's in there, and I'm sure somebody will call me on this when I misquote it. It's like, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. That's how I feel about the Democrats right now. I don't want to point any of this stuff out. It's like, yeah, that's what you got. You got a messaging problem. That's your problem.
Well, sorry about that.
Boy, something crazy happened. Something crazy happened there.
No, I had to go on mute because I had to cough.
Oh, I wish I had that button. Someday we'll have professional equipment. And oh, and then someday soon we're going to be actually showing this thing. I'm going to have to get all gussied up. I'm going to have to get all beautified because this is going to be on the video.
Yeah, that's the plan. I need to lose 20 pounds, but the
Oh my
camera adds
gosh.
10, so I need to look. I need to look. I need to lose 20. So,
You and me both. You and me both.
yeah.
Because in the writer's room, food is never a problem, right? And
Oh,
I try to
I'm sure.
maintain. I try to maintain. However, it's a losing proposition. It's just, you're sliding downhill, and all you can try to do is control the slide into being a total slob. So the other night, I'm on stage. We're getting the lights all set. We're doing camera tests. We're getting some. We're shooting some promos. This is a great thing. Somebody is in charge over at U2 America, and I love it. They're being aggressive. So I was filming all these promos, like, hey, New York City, thanks for watching The Flip Side on channel. And of course, I don't have it in front of me, but it felt so good, right? So I'm like, hey, New York, thanks for watching The Flip Side on channel, blah, blah, blah. We're happy to be a part of the blah, blah, blah family here in New York. And hey, Jasper, Wyoming, thanks for watching. Hey, Wichita. Hey, Jacksonville. All these cities. I did a ton of them. So about halfway through, the director of photography for the show and one of the cameramen goes, "Hey, man, do you need to maybe tuck in your shirt?" And I look down, and it wasn't my shirt sticking out. It was my gut. And I'm like, can't really tuck that away, guy. Can't really get rid of that with a tuck. And he goes, "Oh, wow."
Oh, wow. No way.
It was damaging. It
Oh,
was
wow.
damaging. Yeah. So of course, this morning I wake up and the family's happy to have me back. I literally woke up to a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. It's just like,
Were they
and
warm?
so they were fantastic. I destroyed several of them.
Yeah,
And then
yeah.
last night I celebrated the return of the Shamrock Shake.
Really?
Oh, I posted it. It's on Instagram, it's on Twitter. The Shamrock Shake is back. This is a good sign. This means spring is on the way. When's the last time you had a Shamrock Shake?
I've never had one.
Okay, you're not American. You're a gypsy from Lithuania. A Shamrock Shake is so delicious, and it is a sign that spring is right around the corner. And now McDonald's, God bless McDonald's, they've taken it to another level. I got a regular Shamrock Shake, and then I got another Shamrock Shake because now they do a half and half. They do half Shamrock Shake and half chocolate. Holy
So it's
moly.
like a thin
I
mint.
was, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good. Now, me and my son, we had a traditional Shamrock. We split that, and then we split the chocolate mix because I am a Shamrock Shake purist at heart. They've got another thing at McDonald's called the Mac Junior.
Well,
Have
don't they
you
have
heard
like
of this?
some massive deluxe size Big Mac too?
Yes. Oh, they got like the Colossal Mac or the Mackety Mac or the Mac Daddy or whatever they're calling it, which is three patties. However, they have the Mac Junior, which I could eat one right now. Had one last night for dinner. I could eat one right now. It's perfect. It is perfect.
I used to feel that way about the Whopper Jr.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a big fan of the Whopper. Yeah, it's got like fresh veg and stuff on it. But I honestly have not been to McDonald's since I watched that one
Oh, don't say Super Size Me.
yeah,
Don't say it.
I watched it. I
Okay,
haven't been to McDonald's since.
Here's something you need to know about me.
Okay.
I hate that guy.
You hate
Now,
that
hate
guy.
now,
I'm
now,
sorry.
hate now, hate is a strong word, and I've chosen my words very carefully.
Okay.
I hate that guy.
Why?
Morgan Spurlock. Super Size Me was just an attack on McDonald's, a groundbreaking, revolutionary idea in the food industry. And McDonald's, whatever. I'm a huge McDonald's fan.
Right.
And for Morgan Spurlock to, I ate nothing but McDonald's and I gained weight. Boo! No shit. Go anywhere. Go anywhere. You could do it with Frisch's. You could do it with Big Boy. You could do it with a steakhouse. You could do it anywhere. I could take you to a vegan restaurant and you eat the same. I ate the same thing every day. And it was just a level of douchebaggery, and that is really what compelled me to raise the McDonald's torch and elevate them because this guy's attack, Morgan Spurlock, he did a thing where he tried to live on minimum wage in Columbus, Ohio for 30 days and he couldn't do it. Are you kidding me? He's such a moron. I hate that guy. I hate that guy. I hate that guy.
Well, I was never a huge McDonald's fan to begin with.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah,
They're
no,
awesome.
they're not my favorite. I am a big fan of the Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
Love me some Chick-fil-A.
My only beef with Chick-fil-A,
Not
there's
open
not
on
enough of them.
Sundays. Not open on
Oh,
Sundays.
I don't care about that.
No, I
That's a
think it's
yawn. That's
great.
a yawn. That's such a yawn.
No, 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 no,
And
no,
now
no.
I'm like really getting angry about it, and God love him for not doing that.
No, no,
God
no,
love
no.
him for
I
not doing
love
that.
that they don't do it. I just hate that I can never remember because usually it's Sunday morning when I want their little breakfast, Southern breakfast chicken biscuits,
They need
which are
more stores.
amazing. We got a lot here, so. But there's a southern chicken chain also called Zaxby's, which is amazing. But as far as my nationwide chains, I got to be honest, Arby's my favorite.
Okay, you've just brought it around to a very good place.
Yeah.
I love Arby's.
Yes,
I
I
love
love
Arby's.
some Arby's.
There was a line of dialogue that I was constantly trying to get into anger management with Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen had this little on the show. He's an anger management therapist, but he has like a traditional therapy clinic with Selma Blair, right?
Okay.
Now Selma Blair, she was always nice to me. I think she's incredibly beautiful. She was great in Hellboy. She's fantastic in everything she's ever been in. She would always, we'd always have these scenes where Charlie would be in their little clinic and then Selma Blair would come in. And I would always pitch this line, "Sorry I'm late, Arby's was packed." And we would just howl with laughter. We would just howl with laughter. And for some reason, it would never get in the show. And then finally, I thought one time it was going to get in. "Sorry I'm late, Arby's was packed." It just seems so funny. She's so dark and her hair is dark and she has a very like a sexual energy. She's fantastic and she's pencil thin. And I just thought it would be hilarious. "Sorry I'm late, Arby's was packed." So then we finally thought it was going to get in. And then it's like, well, we don't want to give Arby's the free press and blah, blah, blah. And there's a whole thing with, so it never made it into the show. But I am a huge Arby's fan. Arby's is straight up delicious. You know what I love about, okay, here's my, we're going to go long today because you have opened the Pandora's box of fast food. I have very strong opinions on this. McDonald's is awesome. No one can ever say anything bad about McDonald's. You know what it is? Shut your pie hole. They also have salads. So now reshut your pie hole. There's plenty of goodness there. And when people in San Francisco were like, "We're not going to let you do a Happy Meal because you're using a toy to bribe my child," and I'm not prepared to have that argument. Are you can't win a fucking argument with a 5-year-old? I don't want you driving a car. I don't want you voting. If you can't outwit a 5-year-old, you're a douchebag of the highest order. Go screw yourself.
Well, not
Okay.
just that. When my kids were little, I'd get them the Happy Meal because if we were out and about, the Happy Meal was excellent at distracting them and keeping them busy with the toy while I finished whatever errands I had to do.
The toys that, and the Happy Meal, sorry, they're awesome. I'm sorry, they're awesome. There's the one this week is a Batman one where it's like a little Batman mask that you put up, and then there's like a little slide that you put in, and you see scenes from the Lego Batman movie in 3D. They are literally like giving away old school Viewmasters. It's
Cool.
fantastic. Yeah, they're great. I'm sorry they're so awesome. I'm sorry that like Subway is giving away stuff from the 15th century, right? Here's like you go into Subway, they have a kid's meal. It's like fucking tiddlywinks with pictures of Howdy Doody on it.
Yeah, right. I'm over
So anyway.
Subway. Their sandwiches went straight to hell. I'm a big fan of Firehouse Subs.
Oh, they see you just lost me again. Arby's. I got to get back to Arby's real
Oh,
quick.
okay.
Here's my problem with Arby's. Half the time you go in there, they're not ready to sell a sandwich. You're like, "I'll have a roast beef sandwich, please." And then the guy at the cash register like looks back at the people in the kitchen like, "I don't know if we're ready." Like, what have you been doing all day? All day. You had one job. Get the roast beef ready. And that's what RB stands for, is roast beef. So literally, that is the name of the store. I should never have to wait for a roast beef sandwich at Arby's. I should be allowed to go behind the counter and smack you upside the head. What have you been doing all day? It's 2 in the afternoon. I shouldn't go, "I'll have a roast beef sandwich, please." And then you look around like, I don't know. I don't know if we can do it. What else are you doing? I love it.
Now,
I love
my favorite Arby's thing is you take their Arby's sauce, you know, the kind of orange one,
Yeah.
like the sweet one, and then you take their
Yes.
horsey sauce and you
Oh,
make a
yes.
big pile of it, and then
Yes.
you dip your curly fries in it and you mix it
Yes.
all together.
Yes. 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 That is what, oh, I want it right now. I want it right now.
You
You know
know
what else I
what you're
love?
close
I
to
love
that
Arby's.
I want right now?
Barbecue. When's the last
No.
time you had an barbecue? Oh, it's
No.
delicious.
I never had an barbecue, but I
You are not
love me.
alive. You
I
are you're
love
a
me.
you're a walking dead Liberty Gypsy.
I love me some In-N-Out burger. In-N-Out Burger. I like In-N-Out. I think Animal
it's cool.
style.
See, that's the cool thing about In-N-Out is that once upon a time they had a secret menu and like only the people who were around it knew about the secret menu, but now the secret menu's out, so it's like, eh, In-N-Out's pretty good. In-N-Out's pretty good. There's a
They
place in
need to
Long
be in
Island, there's
more
a place.
places.
Well, that's a family-owned thing, and
I know.
it's like Chick-fil-A. They're very, very picky on how they open up franchises.
Yep.
There's a place in Long Island called All American Burger that is just one of the best I've ever had in my life. And
Really?
why they don't open up more franchises, I do not know.
Oh, so
I
they
really
are
don't
a
know. It's
franchise.
No, it's like this family-run restaurant. It's like a hamburger stand from the 1950s, cash only, four lines going out the door
Oh, wow.
day and night, and it is hamburgers, cheeseburgers, French fries, shakes, sodas, and then oddly enough, shrimp cocktail. But because it's right there in Long Island, the shrimp, and I'm not shrimp cocktail, fried shrimp. It off the chart. I'm not a huge shrimp guy. Off the chart, great.
Really?
Off the chart.
Have you ever heard of Culver's?
Oh yeah. Culver's is good.
Oh, I love me their what is that? It's not ice cream, it's frozen custard.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's delicious. Now I'm gonna say this about, I'm looking at the counter and we're running out of time here. I'm gonna say this about Firehouse Subs. Here's my deal with Firehouse Subs. I feel like I'm being emotionally manipulated, and that's why I don't like them.
What?
Yeah. It's
Oh,
like we're
wow.
just a sub shop, and we were started by Patriot firemen who just try to do good, and now we're making sandwiches. I'm like, it's too much. It's too much.
It's too. They make a really good sandwich, though.
They're okay. They're okay.
Yeah, I can't do the Subway. If I couldn't do Firehouse, if I felt like Firehouse like you do, I would probably do Panera.
Panera. I used to love Panera. They've changed their recipes. Their chicken soup is not what it used to be.
Really?
Yeah,
That's sad.
they're doing these lovey, touchy-feely commercials about we love everybody and it's all organic and share a hug and a smile and it's all organic farm to table. And guess what, Panera? It's not as good as it used to be. I don't go as much as I did.
Well, and in the Moe's Chipotle battle, I am totally a Moe's girl.
I don't even know what Moe's is.
Moe's fast food Mexican that like make Taco Bell just look silly.
That's great. I'll try it.
Oh my
I'll
God,
try it.
Moe's is so much better than Chipotle.
Tell you
So
what,
much
and
better.
I here's the problem with Chipotle, and this is great. This is the big wraparound for the show because we're getting ready to hit the dismount here. Chipotle tries to make everybody happy. Chipotle's doing like identity politics fast food. It's like the same problem that the Democrats have. They're like, hey, this little section, we're going to make you happy. Hey, this little section, da da da. And instead of just thinking of one big thing, Chipotle, what they did is they're like, we're not going to buy our chicken from these big giant providers. We're going to buy our chicken from local providers, which all sounds great, which all sounds wonderful. However, you don't have that quality control. So there's a Chipotle in the middle of, we'll say Wichita, just for the sake of argument, and the who they're buying their chicken from, the guy's a little lackadaisical when it comes to cleaning the old chicken, and now a bunch of people get sick, and they're like, uh-oh, you're gonna die if you eat Chipotle. It affects the whole chain, and
Well, and that's what happened to him, really.
that's exactly what happened. They're trying to be cool, they're trying to do it the right way. Well,
We have a great
what?
blog up on the site. Kim wrote it, and apparently down in Texas, I think it's called Torchy's Tacos or something like that. This
Yeah.
little franchise is just going wild, right? And so they go to put one in Kim's little suburban town, and everybody's protesting because they name their tacos really off-color stuff like the Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm cracking up. But I
it's
mean, like,
funny.
food is supposedly like they're supposed to be some of the best tacos ever.
Well, you know what? It is almost Valentine's Day.
It is.
And I think everyone would love a delicious taco on Valentine's Day. Hopefully, that's what I'll be having.
Wow.
Was wondering how long it was going to take you.
Wow. I'm just sitting here. I can't decide. What do you call that? Was that a callback or a reach around, Michael?
Oh, definitely a callback. Definitely a callback. Oh, okay.
Dang.
All right, so we gotta slam through some Michaeltopias. We're long, Stacy. We're long.
We're long. That's okay.
Yes. Okay. So in the real world, there's crazy rules and there's crazy laws that don't make much sense. But in Michaeltopia, things run differently, and we have a different set of rules. So for this week's Michaeltopia, go ahead.
Well, in Michaeltopia, you would be far better prepared for Michaeltopia than I currently am.
You stole my Michaeltopia.
I'm like sitting right there with you.
We literally had this discussion before we started recording. In Michaeltopia, you're always ready for Michaeltopia. I just burned all my good ones for the television show.
You burn. Well,
Seriously.
yeah.
Oh, in Michaeltopia, we don't have robot trash cans. My wife has replaced all the trash cans in the house with these motion controlled trash cans. I hate
What?
them. These things, like the trash can lid is closed, and you go to put garbage in it, and it senses you, and then it opens up the lid, and it terrifies me. And I don't want to be terrified when it's just jarring. It's like a jack in the box, you know, ka-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk, and you know it's happening, and all of a sudden, ping, it opens up. I don't like that in my trash can lids.
I don't think I'd like any appliance that does that. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I
Here's
don't
another
want
one.
things in my house that are that smart. I
Oh,
don't.
me neither. Me neither. In Michaeltopia, we have a new term for snowflakes. We don't know what it is yet, but we're working on it. I think snowflakes has run its course.
Well, and I think the boat folks we're kind of like fighting with now aren't really snowflakes. Like, they light stuff on fire, break stuff. They're not melting because they heard a word they didn't like.
Yeah.
I mean, they
Yeah.
just.
And now everybody's a snowflake. You can't, it's like
Yeah,
we're like it's got we got to go full on star-bellied sneeches. We need a new that's your homework, listeners of the Loftus Party. We need a new word for snowflake. We got to
well, like
replace it.
the guys in Berkeley, people in Berkeley, they were like Bolsheviks. Like, they were a little bit terrifying. I wouldn't call them snowflakes.
Right, and I'm not giving up on Bolsheviks, but we need to
Yeah.
shorten that because like Bolshevik, tough to spell, takes up a lot of room on Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, a great show. Have a great Valentine's Day. Let us know your stories. I want to find out how people enjoyed their Valentine's Day. Stay in touch. Go to theloftusparty.com. Make sure you're following everybody on Twitter. Be our friend on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You got to get in on the YouTube channel because that's about to go. So, that was a great show. Have a great week. I love you all deeply and as individuals. I'll see you later.